Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And my recipes this week are involving one of the funniest yet most unique fruits I've ever worked with in my life. And yes, I'm talking about pomegranates. Now, what do we know about pomegranates? Well, the very first thing is this. If a pomegranate stains you, well, good luck trying to get that stain out, because those stains are darn near impossible to take out. Almost similar to what happens if a beet hits your clothes. It's pretty much destroyed. So I highly recommend, if you're working with pomegranates, you know, you don't gotta dress too shabby, but at least wear an apron or something that protects your good clothes. I know a lot of chefs like to cook in their really good clothes, and so do housewives. So remember, pomegranates, not a good thing to cook with if you're wearing your Sunday best. My first recipe for this week is my pomegranate vinaigrette. Let's get started. The very first thing we're gonna need is 12 ounces of Rosenthal olive ranches, garlic olive oil. And what I love so much about this garlic olive oil, it's an Arbasana olive. And Arbasana olives, they're just so much more pure, so much healthier, and so much better for your immune system. 4 ounces of pomegranate vinegar. And I put here 4 ounces to taste, because even though the ratio is 3 to 1 when we make a vinaigrette, I personally think sometimes it just needs a little tablespoon or a teaspoon more, depending on what kind of vinegar we're using. And with pomegranate vinegar, it's so much better. And you could buy this in a lot of your gourmet grocery stores. 1/2 cup of shallots, 1 tablespoon of dry cilantro, 2 teaspoons of chili flakes, 3 tablespoons of sugar, because the sugar will actually act as a stabilizer for this vinaigrette, and 1/2 teaspoon of xanthan gum. If you're not familiar with xanthan gum, I highly recommend that you just leave it out. But if you do know what you're doing, remember to always blend it to get a good flow going. And once that good flow is going with your blender, then the xanthan gum will start to do what it's supposed to do and give you a good thicken and a great viscosity for your pomegranate vinaigrette. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, check out our website at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez. Check us out at Foodie TV at www.foodietv.com or on all Apple, Amazon, Google TV, or Roku devices. And remember to follow us on at Instagram at UntamedChef777. And stay tuned for the rest of this wonderful week on Agnet West as we bring more recipes featuring pomegranate. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.